Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The National Archives today sent out letters to former presidents and vice presidents, asking them to look around for any leftover classified documents from their terms. This on the heels of the recent news of top secret files popping up in the offices of President Joe Biden, former Vice President Mike Pence, and of course at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate last year. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by David Greenberg, presidential historian and professor of history and media studies at Rutgers University. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Sure, glad to be with you.
First off, do you think the National Archives will find more classified documents?
Oh, I think it's possible. It's sort of funny that they're only doing it now. You know, Jimmy Carter's been out of office a very long time. But there seems to be a kind of confusion that I think is kind of bred by a lot of the media coverage between, you know, what seem to be rather innocent incidents of documents getting mixed up with stuff that presidents, vice presidents have had packed up for them, and a deliberate effort to make off with documents that really have to go to the National Archives, which is, of course, what Richard Nixon had tried to do in 1974. It's the reason these laws were passed, and it's what Trump tried to do. So I tend to think this stuff with these other presidents is kind of a sideshow.
So what do the rules say about documents when you leave office? Let's just start with the basics.
Well, the rules say that presidential materials that you create as president, papers, emails even, are property of the federal government. Therefore, they're not your personal papers. They belong to the federal government, and they're supposed to go to the National Archives. Then we have a presidential library system, which is operated by the National Archives, which they're eventually housed at. That was a law that was created in the wake of Watergate, because Richard Nixon wanted to make off with documents that would have incriminated him in some of the crimes of Watergate. And lawmakers in Congress realized, well, we can't have that happening. We have to make sure that the evidence trail, as well as for other reasons, for these reasons, it stays behind and it will be there for the public, for historians, for others to look at, sometimes after, you know, an interval, if it requires some protection or secrecy.
I'm a sucker for presidential libraries. I had no idea that they have classified documents at those libraries, but you say they are run by the National Archives then. How does that work? How are they stored?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so the presidential libraries are sort of two-part beasts. The public face is really the museum part. That's what most of us see when we go as tourists to Boston or Austin or Simi Valley, and we can see all kinds of artifacts and blown up newspaper headlines, and we learn the story of these men and their time in office. But they also have archives, and those archives are sort of a subdivision of the National Archives that contain the papers of the White House from the years they were in office. Sometimes they contain other collections that are donated there. You know, the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston holds Ernest Hemingway's papers, interestingly. But, those may well contain materials that have not yet been declassified. And, you know, we have materials that remain classified after 30, 40, 50 years, sometimes for, much longer, really, than they ought to be classified.
Do you think the rules that are in place now are adequate to protect the type of documents that they are intended to?
Well, I think probably yes. I mean, unless I'm surprised and we see all kinds of stuff turning up, at Dan Quayle's house or wherever, then maybe we need to rethink it. But for the most part, these rules do serve us well. Now, the duration of time that documents remain classified after they're written or after a presidential term ends is something that we have kind of argued over. Under Bill Clinton, the time was lowered. Then under George W. Bush, it went back up. Yeah, as a historian, naturally, I'm interested in seeing access to these once classified documents earlier. I think there is a public interest in knowing even fairly recent history, and that can be balanced against those secrets that truly, really need to remain secret, you know, for some time. They deal with sort of ongoing national security questions and so on. So I think we can argue about how much time they should remain classified. But I think the law, the Presidential Records Act, that says they belong to the government is certainly a good and powerful law.
Really fun and interesting and important discussion. David, thank you so much for your time. David Greenberg, presidential historian and professor of history and media studies at Rutgers University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.